Hello, had the pleasure to speak with Mr. Givens.
Yeah.
Hi, sir. I'm calling from National Opinion Service. I'm not selling anything. I am conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random, and your individual answers are confidential. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
No? Okay. One second. Perfect. And just to be sure, we're representing everybody. May I ask your race? White,
black.
African-American. Okay.
African-American.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in 2024 elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely...
100% chance. 100% right. Chance. Hey, maybe I can end this call for you right now. I'm a Democrat. So if anything you got to ask me, other than that, you can pass on to somebody else.
So you wouldn't like to continue with the survey?
You don't have to. I'm just letting you know where I am. I'm a Democrat.
No. Well, I mean, it's up to you. Actually, we're just conducting a survey, sir. But you let me know if you would like to continue or not.
It's up to you. If you want to continue, it's all right with me.
Yes. I mean, I'm all right. I mean, I can go. I can go ahead and continue.
Go ahead.
Okay. Perfect.
Make it quick.
Sure. And as I mentioned, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in 2024 elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I'll vote.
You will vote? Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay, and what is your age?
I'm 76.
Okay, perfect. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in this upcoming presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote.
10.
How can you say 10? Okay. Thinking about the direction your city is heading, generally speaking.
What you say?
Okay, sure. Thinking about the direction your city is heading, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which city is headed? For example, very satisfied. Satisfied, dissatisfied, very dissatisfied.
I'm not very satisfied.
You're not very satisfied, okay.
No.
Do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I approve.
You approve. Okay, and now, here are some issues facing the country and your communities that voters say are important and deciding
I didn't hear
how
what
they...
You said. What did you say?
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay, now, here are some issues facing the country and your communities that others say are important in deciding how they vote for president. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important an issue is for you. You say 10 if it's the most important issue, and you 0 if it's the less important when you vote for president, okay? 5 meaning that is somewhat important, okay? For example, fighting back against racism and rising white nationalism.
I didn't get that question.
Okay, let me go ahead and tell you again the question. You will have to rate on 0 to 10. Fighting back against racism and rising white nationalists?
A 10. I'm fighting against that.
10. Okay. And stopping extremists from rolling back more of our right and freedom?
What?
Stopping extremists from rolling back more of our rights and freedoms.
I don't understand that question. Move on to another one.
Let's move to another one. Okay, perfect. And banning assault weapons and passing common sense gun reform?
Yeah, okay, I'm for that.
Okay, you're up. You're up, okay.
Okay, I'm perfect. I'm for banning assault weapons.
Okay, and the other one, protecting Social Security and Medicare?
I'm for that too.
Okay, and reducing crime?
Say what?
Hello, hello? Reducing crime?
Yeah, I'm for that too.
Okay, and now thinking about racism in America today, do you think it's getting better, staying above about the same, or getting worse?
It ain't getting no better.
Sorry?
It's not getting better. Come on, man. I got to get on the telephone. I got something to do. Come on now. Let's get this ended.
Okay, perfect. Now, I like to read you what some other have said, have been saying. They believe our the threats to the African-American country or community. Which of the following of you believe to be the biggest threats to the African-American community right now? You may choose two. For example, a lack of economic...
I'm tired now. I'm going to hang up.
Oh, okay, perfect, sir.